Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. It's been snowing here all day.
We've been seeing it off and on today.
So you know what I did?
Build a snowman.
No, I went out and played 18 holes of golf.
Well, you know what? You got all excited about when I told you about playing in the Icicle Classic years ago, and you wanted to see what I was talking about.
No, I really had no clue that you played in the thing. But
you never listened to me.
Huh?
Exactly.
What?
Hey, guess what? Guess what was just announced?
I played 18 holes today. I played in 2 hours and 4 minutes.
Well, that's not bad.
No kidding. It's quicker than a baseball game.
That's what not was saying just much. So's a football game anymore.
Well, yeah, no, but nobody cares about the length of a football game.
Good point.
Okay, football's thriving. Football has huge ratings. Draft's going to get huge ratings. Baseball, sliding, sliding, sliding. Owners are making money. It's fool's gold.
So guess what was just announced?
The Troy Polamalu is going into the Hall of Fame automatically?
No. The 2015 Bucknell Bison football schedule.
Wonderful.
The times have not been determined yet, but typically, I'll say this, typically, the opener at home is usually a night game, and that first game is scheduled for September 5th, hosting Marist. Another game at home on the 12th with Duquesne. Duquesne back on the schedule after a couple of years off. September 19th will be the Bison first road trip to Cornell. Then they take a week off, and then it's at VMI once again. It'll be their second trip to VMI in 3 years. That'll be on October 3rd. Then they start the Patriot League schedule at home October 10th, hosting Lehigh. Travel on the 17th to West Point, taking on Army. Then the 24th will be homecoming with Georgetown. 31st will be at Lafayette. And then November 7th at Fordham in the Bronx. And then wrap it up on the 14th of November, hosting Holy Cross, and wrap it up at home, wrap it up on the road, rather, against Colgate. So Holy Cross will be the final home game on November 14th, November 21st at Colgate.
Sounds great.
I was lucky enough. I've been to West Point one other time. It was for a women's basketball game with Bucknell many years ago. So I'm looking forward to seeing Army at West Point for football. And of course, VMI is always a fun one to watch too, just because of the cadets coming, the cadets coming down the hill into the stadium and in the long formations and everything. It's very picturesque, and be nice to see Army and VMI in the same season this year.
See VMI basketball coach, good friend of mine, Dan Earle. He's now the basketball coach there.
Right next to Washington and Lee University. You literally drive off one and you're on the VMI campus. You go the other direction, you're instantly on the WNL campus.
Yes. No, I've done a basketball game down there. So I've never done a football game with Army at Mikey Stadium. Never have. Everyone that has been there, friends of mine that have gone, say it is the one of the single truly unbelievable atmospheres, views, ambiance that anyone's ever witnessed. You're going to love it.
It's the, let's see, the trip to Army West Point scheduled for October 17th. It'll be the first Bucknell game against an FBS opponent since they played Kent State in the 0-1 opener.
Yeah. Well, it is, well, yeah, I mean, that, you're going to love it.
I already have that. As soon as I saw that one, I circled October 17th on the calendar as a date not to miss.
No, that'll be great for you. You know, and all that whining, moaning, and complaining as you drive, you'll be fine.
Oh, no. You don't understand. West Point is like going to Wilkes-Barre compared to last year.
Yeah.
The only bad part of this schedule is the trip to Ithaca and Hamilton in the same year. And going to Hamilton in mid-November. That always scares me a little bit.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So we'll have that schedule on stevejonesshow.com and on Facebook here in just a few minutes.
Good. No, I'm glad. I think that's going to be terrific. Penguins lost last night.
Is this a must-win coming up next?
Well, I would hope so. They're down 3-1.
I'm just checking. I know last night was all but a must-win. I just assumed this would be a must-win.
Nah, you know, hey, look. It's just... it's a proper term. You know, maybe it's, you know, it's a must win tonight. Well, it's not really a must win. If you lose, you still get to play. Last night was not a must win. It was highly recommended that they won.
It was a make it breathe easier if you win.
Well, it would have been 2-2 in a pivotal fifth game. Now they're down 3-1. Their backs to the wall. So.
Oh, and by the way, for those of you. For those of you that are wondering the same thing I did, it's Army West Point. That's how they're branding it now, is Army West Point.
Yes, they changed it this year. So I think that's great. I think that's fabulous schedule. Yeah, fabulous schedule. So,
and tomorrow night is Bucknell's spring game.
Oh, good. Chris Rock on baseball. Chris Rock loves baseball, by the way. Loves it. Huge Mets fan. But he says, look, he says, there's an alarmingly low rate of African Americans in baseball, and he was on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Now, typically, of course, he's funny, I mean, as he goes through it, but he makes some really, really good points. Really good points. About some discouraging facts about why fewer black people are playing and watching baseball. He said, for one thing, Howard University, Washington, D.C., prominent all-black college, doesn't even have a baseball team. While some may take issue with the points made during the video on Brian Gumbel's show on HBO, Rock is absolutely right about certain things. Baseball is rooted in the past. He makes that point. He says no other sport is as nostalgic about the good old days than baseball. Near the end of the video, Rock highlights how the issue just isn't about African Americans. Remember, Chris Rock's a big baseball fan. Yes, revenues are up, he says, but Little League participation down 20% in 20 years. The average age of a baseball viewer, 53, problematic. He says another big part of this is the unspoken rules of baseball. And he's absolutely right about that.
Did he go into description on what those unspoken rules were?
Yeah, you hit a home run, you flip the bat. Oh, going to knock him down. Really? Football, you hit the end zone. The NFL? What does Antonio Brown do? What does Gronkowski do? What does Jimmy Graham do? And big slam dunk by Blake Griffin. Big three-pointer by Curry. Big goal scored by Crosby. Baseball, ooh, flip a bat. Oh, celebrate. Actually look happy that you did something. Oh, no, can't do that. Can't be happy. Can't be happy. I mean, think about it. All these little unwritten rules about baseball, about, you know, I can't do this, can't do that. I mean, you know, remember when Leonard went around the bases, one flap down, oh, can't do that. Yeah, football, they'd be like, hey, yeah, one flop down, cool. Every kid in the neighborhood's going to do it. I mean, think about it. You know. And he loves the game. Remember, he loves baseball. Now, while there's more diversity in the game, Korea, okay, Dominican Republic, Latin players, but there are fewer and fewer Andrew McCutchins out there. I mean, look how often Yasiel Puig gets criticized for being flamboyant. Really? Everybody, all the other sports where they're having fun, they're flamboyant. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The year was 1915. Thomas Edison was lighting up the countryside. Abigail Geisinger was starting a local hospital. Henry Ford was building the Model T. And J.O. Mertz founded the Sunbury Motor Company.
100 years later, Sunbury Motors has become the most established and recognizable Ford franchise in all of northeastern and central Pennsylvania. In 1915, Sunbury Motors had an inventory of around 10 vehicles. And today, there's over 500 to choose from. They had two employees then and almost 200 now. SMC continuously improves for you. Sunbury Motors has a complete service department with a separate diesel shop and quick lane for your convenience. A state-of-the-art body shop and frame and alignment shop, along with one of the largest Ford parts operations on the East Coast. In the past several years, Sunbury Motors has also added the full lineup of Lincoln and Hyundai vehicles. Everyone is welcome to become part of the SMC growing family. Sunbury Motors, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. Thanks, J.O.
The Milton fight song. State College's fight song is Anchors Away.
Really? I did not know that. Yeah. See, I've only ever done a basketball game there. I never did a football game, so.
I was on at halftime of one of their games. And I said, does State College know that Navy stole their fight song?
Oops.
It was a joke, Kevin.
I'm aware. Thanks.
I wasn't sure.
No, I'm good.
No, I wouldn't brag too much. You'll have a good show here and there, but don't feel like you're on this roll.
I'm just excited for football right now.
Well, good. Penn State, Ohio State's going to be an eight o'clock kickoff. It'll either be on ABC, ESPN, or ESPN2, and it'll be the fourth straight year that it's an 8 o'clock kickoff. Just so. Anyway, planning to go to. There's nothing like being in Columbus at night.
Do you mean that, or was that sarcasm?
Take that any way you wish.
That's what I thought.
Nothing like a finely tuned crowd in the big city.
Gotcha.
Oh, mercy me. So, yeah, that's going to be And then James Franklin throwing out the first pitch at the Yankee game next Tuesday. He'll be doing that. Very nice. And again, the possibility is if he, I guess the Phillies are scouting it. I guess the Phillies are scouting every opening pitch in the country to make sure.
Oh, boy. Well, it does seem to be bullpen by committee.
Yeah, sure. And exactly how is your committee?
They're still looking for a chair.
Oh, it's just low.
Just call it the way I see it.
Do they know that you hate them and that,
Have you watched any of the games?
No, I really haven't. I've kind of made a real point of just enjoying my life. Music. What'd you think of the Chris Rock thing?
I may actually have to watch that now.
Well, obviously it's going to be mixed with his usual sense of humor, as long as you're not offended by it.
Well, it is on pay television, right? So they're not going to beep out every other word. They won't have to worry about that.
No, it's on HBO.
No, there you go. You're fine.
But I think he makes some really good points.
Otherwise, it would sound like a Major League Baseball manager.
Or maybe a lonely fan in Danville throwing stuff at the TV.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Ryan Howard. Just thought I'd start off the half hour that way.
I was going to say, traded what?
They said, we need to get more emotion out of you. I figured that'd be a good way to start.
Yeah, but I didn't finish the sentence, though.
Go ahead.
No. No, because this is not HBO.
Okay, I mean, you'd be great on HBO because you're so bitter. All right. Kevin Ollie says he's going to stay at UConn despite the fact that the Oklahoma City job is now open. It turned out that the UAB football program actually made money. There's something not right with this thing down there. You know that?
So the program that they scrapped, this is the one they scrapped, right?
Okay, well, a study released today by an independent economic analysis firm challenges the claim by UAB that the football program had been dropped for financial reasons, asserting that, in fact, the sport makes money for the university and that surpluses would grow in the years to come. And that last part, now, whether they made money or not, we can maybe go back and forth on. But the surpluses will grow in the years to come. TV money. Everybody's carrying something. Look, Bucknell is on TV in football.
Yeah, usually at least once.
And they're not an FBS. They're not an FBS school. Bucknell was never on TV before. CBS Sportsnet usually will carry 1-2 Bucknell games a year. The UAB said they could no longer. There's something about all of this from day one, from the university president and the board of trustees there, that is not quite fit in when it happened. I thought, what are you doing? Everybody else is going to FBS because of. If you're an FCS, you lose money. I mean, it's just no ifs, ands, or buts. In fact, one of the great misnomers is that an FCS, hey, look, Villanova's in the championship game playing Eastern Washington. Great. Wow, they must have made a lot of money. No, you actually lose more money the deeper you go into the tournament. According to this report, we find that the three sports in question did not cost the university anywhere near the $3.75 million indicated on UAB's accounting statements, wrote Dan Rasher and Andy Schwartz, partners of Bay Area's firm OSKR. Instead, after making the sort of adjustments suggested by the economic literature, we conclude that the three sports were effectively break even, even slightly positive. Football and bowling showed a modest positive return in 13-14, the last year for which complete data was available. Rifle showed a deficit, but the three-sport balance was actually on the plus side of $75,000. Rasher and Schwartz, by the way, consultants for the plaintiffs in the Ed O'Bannon versus NCAA trial, which produced a favorable ruling for college athletes. Now, let's be square about that. They're going to have to make more money because cost of attendance would then come into play here. Now, take, for example, here at Penn State. It's probably going to run Penn State about $1.5 to $1.7 million. Now, Penn State can handle it. There's going to be an increase in the TV contract from $28 million this year to $30 million next year. So it's already built in that it's going to be covered. Plus, they'll get bowl money this year as well, which will be to the tune of $6 to $7 million. The two men wrote that athletic scholarships cost UAB far less than the listed prices, as any tuition number assigned to that scholarship is not a hard cost to the university. Additionally, they argue that financial benefits of being a member of Conference USA are far superior to any alternative affiliation because of media revenues that, while not at the level of larger conferences, are valuable and will continue to grow with the college football playoff driving even more money into the college sports. Exactly right. Very savvy. Spot on. Swartz and Rasher say that there will be enough money to cover athletic scholarships at the cost of attendance level, which includes incidental expenses above tuition, board, books, and fees. Conference USA, following the lead of larger conferences, voted this year to allow programs to offer full scholarships if they want. The NCAA also lifted controls on how much programs can feed their athletes, and that was another plus as well. That runs Penn State about $750 to $1 million as well per year. But again, that's covered. The two of them wrote that going forward, anticipated improvement in ticket sales from 13-14 levels and the new college football playoff revenues actually outpaced new expenses, including cost of attendance and unlimited food allowances. Once these new revenues and expenses kick in, they anticipate the aggregate annual surplus from football, bowling, and rifle at UAB would actually exceed $500,000, even without including the anticipated but hard-to-quantify benefits to admissions and enrollment donations and media exposure. Oscar began looking at UAB finances after it was hired on March 7th to prepare a report for the UAB Athletic Task Force. A week later, the $80,000 contract was canceled by the university over concerns that Oscar would be biased in its approach. In other words, I got to write the report we want. Oscar continued to work on it anyway. The 156-page report released today is a product of that analysis and will stir debate about the decision to drop football. When announced last year, players and boosters reacted angrily. And on a national level, UAB was seen as a symbol of what could come of college sports as they gain access to revenues they help generate for athletic programs. Kelly Reinhart, spokesperson for the University of Alabama at Birmingham Board of Trustees, said the board has no comment. Oscar says that its analysis, based on UAB finances and national studies on the economics of college sports, was calculated to produce conservative estimates. If more generous assumptions are made, they say the annual surplus could actually be $2.2 million instead of the conservative $500,000 number. Like many universities, UAB has drawn increasing revenue from student fees and other forms of university support to bolster its competitive and financial objectives. CBS Sports last week reported that in 2012-2013, 64% of UAB's athletic budget came from those sources. The Oscar analysis assumes that the three sports under study would receive none of that institutional support. There was something fishy about, do I believe this report? Yes. Do I think there was something fishy about this whole thing when it first came down? Yes. I just find it interesting. By the way, the Pirates are playing the Cubs today at PNC, final game of the series, and the Pirates won it by a score of 5-4.
Raise the Jolly Roger.
5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Little Bears had 4 runs, 8 hits, and a couple of errors.
The Little Bears. Honestly, I don't think I've heard that before. I have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, who hit today? Polanco hit. He went 3 for 4, knocked in 2. Rodriguez homered. Let's see, Polanco drove in 2. Mercer drove in a run. Walker drove in a run. And they rested McCutchen because, I mean, it's game 16. They're all exhausted. Bryant today went 0-for-3 with an RBI. He's hitting .360 so far. He's knocked in 7 runs. All right. Other scores today. Mr. Met is playing today. And the Mets lead the Braves 4-3, bottom of the 7th at Citi Field. Yankees and Tigers 1-1 in the top of the 8th inning with 1 out. Giants and Dodgers just underway, top of the 1st inning scoreless. Just getting underway, St. Louis at Washington. Tonight, Oakland takes on the Angels in Anaheim, and the Red Sox are in St. Petersburg to take on Tampa Bay. So you're up to date there. First round suspended at the New Orleans Classic. Boo Weekly, the leader at 8 under par.
What was the name again?
Boo Weekly.
You act like I should know who that is?
Oh, my God.
Should I know who that... No, seriously, should I know who that is?
Sure. Well, I know who he is. It only had up there was his initial for his first name. I know it's Boo Weekly.
What? Huh. Has he won anything?
Yes, he's won.
Won the Zurich Classic.
Well, he's leading the Zurich Classic.
Oh, yeah, that's shots, today.
Shot 64. David Hearn's 1 shot back, then Daniel Berger and Eric Compton are 2 back, along with Brian Davis.
Wow, he finished...
Mark Hubbard.
He finished tied for 75th in the RBC Heritage and got
$11,000. That's good.
That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all.
He's the 71st ranked player in the world.
How deep do they go in the rankings? I don't even remember.
Oh, I don't know. I think they can get... there's 160 to have their tour cards.
Tell you what, there's some really entertaining names right now in golf. Boo Weekly, Bubba Watson.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, well, Tiger's a very unique name.
Well, it's probably better than Eldrick.
Padraic.
Padraic Harrington. 3 majors in his career. Not bad. He had a really great run, great streak. Yeah. But yeah, Boo Weekly, man. Come on. We'll Sorry. Come back.
Sorry to disappoint you.
I... Don't take offense to this. I'm not disappointed. They knew it.
Oh, no, I don't take offense to that at all.
I'm not disappointing you in the least.
I'm not offended by that at all.
See, I knew you wouldn't be. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, let me guess. It's Hyundai.
It's Hyundai.
Hyundai.
It's a month-long celebration, 100 years in the making at Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Hyundai.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Save over $11,000 on new 2014 Genesis R-Spec 400-horsepower luxury sedan. Celebration savings with 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2015 Hyundai, Hyundai. Sonata Hybrids and $1,000 in bonus cash. 10-year powertrain warranty coverage and 37-mile-per-gallon combined average equal unmatched value and savings. Celebration savings on all 2015 Elantra SE and Limiteds with 0% for 60 months and $1,000 in bonus cash. And, of course, a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And 2015 Elantra starting at $16,988 plus tax and tags. This celebration is going on all month long only at your home for Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Check out our inventory 24-7 at sunburymotors.com.
All rebates to dealer with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for complete details.
Dustin Hockensmith on PennLive.com. NCAA President Mark Emmert said today in New York City, addressing the Associated Press Editors Commissioners, that, quote, "I could have handled things better on Penn State."
Huh.
Really? Let's see. What did he say? He said, "I think the NCAA Executive Committee and the board."
Previous. No, he backed up. He backed it up by saying that he stood by the previous decisions made by regarding how the NCAA handled the sanctions. He said they were right and appropriate.
He said, "I have people asking me when we're going to let them put the Joe Paterno statue back up." He said, "We had nothing to do with that." Well, so much for that.
I guess he did touch on the academic concerns with North Carolina as well.
But that's what they should be investigating. I'm not here to do a witch hunt on North Carolina. That has nothing to do with that. All right? It doesn't matter what university it is. But the NCAA should be looking into courses where athletes enroll in them. Now, I realize other students enrolled in it as well. I think it was, 51% of the students enrolled in these classes were athletes, 49% were not. So, okay. But that still means that class was available for them to take. Now, I think you need to investigate it to see if people were steered into those classes. Go ahead, take this class. It'll be just fine. And I also think that you need... to have a long sit down with Rashad McCants. Why does he claim he didn't go to classes and make Dean's List? Why?
Well, it's just like I said yesterday. Why hasn't the NCAA investigated the comments made by Jameis Winston? I understand he may be out of college football, but don't you want to make sure it's not continuing to happen?
Well, certainly you want to make sure that he's not the only one.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you're right. Emmert did say that they were right in... What did he say? They were right in what?
"I remain pleased with where the executive committee wound up in that case. I think if you turn back time, you could control differently..." Let's see. "I think that if you turn back time, what you could control differently is handle the communication differently."
You know what? I'll say this straight out and in no uncertain terms. All right? He is so wrong about all of this start to finish. And you could sit there and try and save face all you want. Right? But you read the depositions, and they got this thing fouled up from moment one. And you can swagger about it in the beginning, and you can cover your backside in the end. But from start to finish, they acted like they hit a home run in July, and in reality is, they hit a series of foul balls.
I think his comment that really kind of got under my skin was, he was talking about how the university fired its president, athletic director, and then the quote goes, "one of the most iconic head coaches in America, all in one shot, and people were mad at us." Really? That's the one that really annoyed me.
Again.
I, To me, there's a little arrogance in there, and that really bugs me. Maybe it's just me.
Well, the state of Connecticut's still wondering where its $100 million happens to be. Oh, don't want to talk about that one either? There's some bad people out there.